now at 10:39, welcome in to our weekend theater segment. What's going on stage in Chicago? It's always a good Sunday morning when we have our friends here from the Black Ensemble Theater. And my longtime friend, Jackie Taylor, the founder of Black Ensemble Theater, joining us with another cast, another show, another production. Welcome, my friend. How are you?
Well, thank you, Dean. It's such a pleasure to be here as usual. We're doing so well with this fabulous show.
Wow. Look at you with all the excitement this morning. Somebody had some coffee this morning, I see.
A little bit.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad. This show that you have up and running right now, a little bit different from
yes.
the ones that you've done in the past, where you've gone in kind of the history of R&B. This one is very much kind of set in the future, and the whole premise of it is very much set in the future of reality TV and
right.
These reality music shows that are on right now. Tell us about Last Dancer Standing, More Than Hip Hop.
Well, you know, this is written by our associate director, Ruben Eccles. It's written and directed by Ruben, and it's part of our impetus to bring in not only our regular audience, but new and young audiences also. Not
right.
that our audience is not young. They're fabulously young,
right.
like me.
Right.
But we still have to ensure that we have the audience of tomorrow.
Right.
And this Ruben's production ensures and brings in that those young people who are interested in seeing hip-hop and other genres as well.
Right.
And then we keep our regular audience because it's full of music, it's full
right.
of dance, and it's highly educational and entertaining.
That really is a challenge, isn't it, with not just for Black Ensemble Theater, but for all, especially musical theater, to stay true to what the roots are, but to find ways to bring new people into the theaters, new younger people into the theaters. And I think about a lot of these jukebox musicals that have been produced through the years, over the last 10, 15 years, that have gone a little bit younger and younger and younger. And maybe if there's, you know, the perfect example of that, it's this little show that's going on right now. I don't know if you've heard about it, called Hamilton, that, you know, has taken American history from hundreds of years ago and incorporated R&B and blues and hip-hop and incorporated it all. And it's bringing people into the theater that, you know, you maybe never would have brought into see musical theater before.
Well, it's highly important because we don't want the genre to die. And in order to continue, you have to keep the generations coming.
Right. So explain the premise of Last Dancer Standing. Explain what it is.
Well, it's based on the dance shows, the reality shows where there's 12 or 15 dancers who start, and then by the end of the production or by the end of the season, there's one chosen. And this season, it starts with dancers from all over the country. And as we go through the process of elimination, we learn about the dancers, we learn about the frustrations, we also learn about different ideologies that are present within these young people's minds. And then we see some fabulous, fabulous dancing, from ballet to modern to jazz to hip hop. And we actually have the audience choose the winner at the end.
Oh, really? So,
yes.
I mean, really, you could have different endings every night, pretty much.
Well, we do.
Yeah.
We do.
Depending on how the audience is feeling.
Right.
That's kind of interesting.
Yes.
Now, what kind of music are we hearing in these shows? Because usually when you go to a Black Ensemble show, you're getting Marvin Gaye, you're getting Jackie Wilson, you're getting Dionne Warwick, you know, some of the great names, greatest names ever in the history of R&B. You, the music, you go deeper into the well this time, much more contemporary into the well this time.
Much more contemporary. You're going to hear some Shaka. You're going to hear some different kinds of Aretha Franklin, of course.
Yeah. I know we're going to hear some Earth, Wind, and Fire and the Emotions.
Right.
This morning, one of my favorite songs of all time.
We have Robin Thicke in there this time. So, you know, we're tapping into it. We're tapping into it, Dean.
I want to meet some of the performers who are part of the show this time. And I'm just going to ask everyone to kind of step up to the microphones a little bit. And, you know, introduce yourselves, because everyone kind of ran in here at the last minute, so I didn't get a chance to officially meet everybody. But, welcome. Nice to have you here. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. Yeah. Tell me who you are and who you perform in the show.
I am Sherry Addison, and in the show, I perform Yvette Michaels. I am the mother to the host of the reality dance show.
Oh, okay. All right. Kind of a stage mother a little bit?
I am the real mother, and actually I sing all over the country, and my daughter is a little skeptical about having to live in my shadow.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. And you're going to sing a little Chaka Khan for us here in a minute, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Ladies, welcome. Nice to have you here with us.
Hi, I'm Jessica Brooke, and in the show I play Elena. I am a background singer. So, like, when you see reality TV shows, they have a band and the singers are there.
Yeah.
That's what I do in the show.
You're right. Okay. And?
And I'm Ronelle Nicole, and I play Gray in the show, and I'm a background singer as well.
All right. All right. And?
And I'm Levi Stewart, and I play a singer also in the show. My name is Joel in the show, and I'm one of the singers for the background.
All right. Very good. So, I'll tell you what. Why don't we do, and when I say we, I'll keep my mouth shut. Because I don't want to wreck anything for anybody here today.
And I'll join you.
And Jackie and I will sit back and enjoy. This is one of the true great Chaka Khan classics, Ain't Nobody. Guys, take it away.
Catch your effortlessly. That's the way it was. Happened so naturally. I did not know it was love. The next thing I felt was you holding me close. What was I gonna do? I let myself go. And now I'm flying through the stars. Hope this night will last forever. It was you holding me close. Didn't know what I would do. I let myself go. Fill my heart with your bliss. Freedom. You knew I could not resist. I needed someone. And now we're flying through the stars. Hope this night will last forever.
Oh, 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 oh. Ain't nobody.
Nobody.
Love me better.
Love me better.
Make me happy. Make me feel this way. Ain't nobody.
Ain't nobody.
Love me better
than you. First you put your arms around me, then you put your charms around me, got a feeling most would treasure, and a love so deep we cannot measure.
All I got to say is it's a good thing we're moving out of this building, because you just blew the roof off this Tribune Tower. Wow. That's amazing. Amazing. Beautiful. Ain't Nobody from Last Dancer Standing. More Than Hip Hop, the latest show at the Black Ensemble Theater that's playing through September the 3rd. I'll tell you more about it. And they do a little Earth, Wind, and Fire, Boogie Wonderland, Emotions. Coming up next, 10:52, Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN in our Weekend Theater segment. Just got to get a little extra taste of Chaka Khan here this morning. Pride of Kenwood High School. Did I ever tell you this, Jackie? When I was just a young man, that Chaka Khan would come into the A&P grocery store that I worked at, right across the street from Kenwood High School. Yeah. No. Did she talk to the pimply-faced kid behind the counter? No, I don't think so. But I always take credit for it anyway.
Well, hey.
Because I know that she was in there at some point. Jackie Taylor is here from Black Ensemble Theater, the founder and the CEO with a new show, Last Dancer Standing, that is playing through September the 3rd. Talk to me a little bit about when you first started Black Ensemble Theater and how it's evolved and how it's grown through the years. Could you have ever imagined that it would be as big as it is and how, you know, the phenomenal growth that you've had through all these years?
Well, of course, we always dream big. So there has always been big dreams. But I started it in 1976. We started on Wells Street at 1429 North Wells in a small little theater where the guy, I had just finished Cooley High and did a contract with American International Pictures. And they wanted me to play the kind of roles that I felt were degrading and would just destroy all the messages that I had given to my students as a teacher, Chicago public school teacher. And I decided to come back to Chicago and to make a difference, to fight racism, and to do that with a theater. And was walking down the street and said, Lord, I need a theater. And there was a sign that said Theater for Rent. And so I went in.
That was meant to be, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Asked the guy, how much did it cost? And he said, well, the lights will be this, and the sound will be this, and the seats will be this. I said, it's empty. I'll give you $200 a month. Be happy. And he was. And that's how it all began.
Yeah.
So, you know, we started out with the mission of eradicating racism. That's still our mission today. And to supply jobs for consistent jobs for African-American artists and artists in general. And we've been highly successful garnering not only our wonderful Chicago loving the Black Ensemble Theater, but a national treasure also.
Right.
So we're very happy.
Yeah, it's kind of poignant on this day, the day after the death of Dick Gregory, who
yes.
came from Chicago. And in many ways, kind of, you know, his career, it was very similar to the trajectory of Black Ensemble Theater, where he wasn't happy with the kinds of jobs that a black comedian could get back in the day.
Right.
He stood his ground, wanted to talk about racism, talk about people of color in his show and do it in his own way, and kind of forged his own way, very similar to the way that you did.
Absolutely. Actually, Dick Gregory was a great inspiration for me on all kind of levels, emotionally, racially, healing-wise, the things he believed in. So
you must have had some encounters with him
yes,
through the years, did you?
We've
I mean,
had
he certainly must have come to your shows through the years.
We've had several conversations. He was indeed a great, great man, very, very enlightening, and a true spirit that left a lot of little spirits on this earth to carry on his work.
Right, right. Well, and, you know, a lot of that is in the work of the Black Ensemble Theater and the thousands of people that you've inspired and mentored through the years, including these wonderful young performers that you brought with us to us here this morning for your new show, Last Dancer Standing, More Than Hip Hop. It is at the Black Ensemble Theater. The new location? I've just driven by your theater like five times in the last 2 days. My travels have taken me that way.
4450 North Clark Street.
Yeah, and you can get more information at blackensemble.org, 773-769-4451. And the next song, truly one of my favorites. I'm warning you right now, I may have to get up and dance.
Okay.
I can control myself to not sing and ruin your song. I don't know if I can't sit in one place. During this next one, it's Boogie Wonderland. Are you all ready? Are you all ready to go?
Yes.
Then let us take it away.
Boogie Wonderland, ha, ha, dance. Boogie Wonderland.
Midnight creeps so slowly, into hearts of men who need more than they get. Daylight deals a bad hand to a woman who has laid too many bets. The mirror stares you in the face and says, baby, it won't work.
You say your prayer, but you don't care.
You dance and shake the hurt.
Boogie Wonderland. Ha, ha, dance.
Ooh, ooh, dance.
Boogie Wonderland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It sounds like through the night I chase my vinyl dreams to Boogie Wonderland.
Levi Stewart Jr., Sherry Addison, Renelle Nicole, Jessica Brooke Seals sounded so great. Thank you all very, very much. You sounded great. And my friend Jackie Taylor, as always, thank you very much. Always nice to see you. And the show, one more time, Last Dancer Standing, Black Ensemble Theater through September the 3rd. Go to blackensemble.org or call 773-769-4451. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
You too.
Appreciate that. Enjoy your Boogie Wonderlands.